Penguin Random House Audio presents Hood Feminism, Notes from the Women That a Movement Forgot. This is the author, Mickey Kendall. For the hood that gave me the tools. Drexide, the South Side, forever. Introduction. My grandmother would not have described herself as a feminist. Born in 1924, after white women won the right to vote, but raised in the height of Jim Crow America, she did not think of white women as allies or sisters. She held firmly to her belief in certain gender roles and had no patience for debates over whether women should work when that conversation arose after World War II. She always worked, like her foremothers before her, and when my grandfather wanted her to stop working outside their home and let him be the primary breadwinner, well, that seemed like the most logical thing in the world to her, because she was tired, and working at home to care for their children was no different to her than working from outside the home. To her mind, all women had to work. It was just a question of how much and where you were doing it. Besides, like a lot of women of that era, she had her own creative and sometimes less than legal ways of making money from home, and she utilized them all as the need arose. She mandated education for her four daughters, who gave her six grandchildren between them, and for any number of cousins, friends, and neighborhood children around, the mandate was the same. Her answer to almost everything was go to school. It never occurred to any of us that dropping out was an option, because not only was her wrath to be feared, her wisdom was always respected. High school was mandatory, some college strongly encouraged.